Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Welcome back to the Daily Drive. Each week we spotlight a new book that can help you think better and play better. This is our day two spotlight on Golf Annika's Way by 72-time LPGA champion Annika Sorenstam. Last time we talked about fundamentals. Today, we're talking about fear. As a teenager, Annika joined the Swedish national team. Performing for a crowd, she writes, made my palms sweat. I can't count the number of times I three-putted on the final hole of a tournament on purpose, so I wouldn't have to give a victory speech. Annika would rather lose than face her fears. So the coaches announced that both the winner and the runner-up would have to give a speech. Annika realized there was no point in finishing second on purpose if she still had to face the crowd, so won the next tournament. The coach's trick, she says, was a key to my maturity. I faced my fear and became better for it. In 1990, when Annika was a freshman at the University of Arizona, fear became a constant companion. She was 5,000 miles from home, learning a new language, struggling with school, trying to decide if she should leave college and turn pro. Was she good enough? Could she make ends meet on tour? Or maybe, she should just go home. Annika shared her fears with Kjell Inhager, a Swedish golf pro. He told her a story that forever changed the way she thought about fear. Kjell was skiing in Austria, coming down a steep mountain. He lost control, tumbled, and slid down the slope. He kept leaning back into the mountain, desperate to slow the momentum. But the way he was falling, leaning back, made him fall faster. To stop, he needed to lean forward, into the fall, into the speed, into the danger running up from below. He did, and it saved his life. That story stayed with Annika. Her physical life wasn't on the line, but her dreams and goals were. Leaning into fear became a guiding principle. She leaned into her uncertainty and went pro. Leaned into her struggles on the European tour. Leaned into the leap of faith to the LPGA. Leaned into becoming Rookie of the Year. Then leaned harder as 3 years passed before she won a tournament. Her fears, which once held her back, now propelled her forward. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "He who is not every day conquering some fear has not learned the secret of life." He or she who is not every day conquering some fear has not learned the secret of life. What's one of your fears as a golfer? It could be specific, like first tee jitters or playing in a tournament. It could be existential, like that voice in your head that says you're not getting any better. Whatever it is, use the fear like a compass. Lean into it. As you do, solutions will appear. Your game will change, and you'll find yourself playing at a higher level than ever before. That's all for today. Until next time, keep imagining what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.